This is Jay Schaff. We're back with part two of the interview, the follow-up to this for Thought Bomb Radio, and we're still here with Chris Gorman. What I had said right before the break was basically you're stuck over there now, and if you do get in trouble, you're at the mercy of whatever, like you just said, whatever officer is in charge, is that you're at his mercy instead of the, you know, they've taken your legal status away technically with the CO. So, you know, basically, do you feel that you're kind of stuck over there and you have no choice but to stay now?
Yeah, well, they're kind of, they're making it that way. I guess I am stuck here. They're putting that restriction on me, so I can't, there's no way that I can take leave before September.
They're making a real highlight example of you with this because you've been so upfront and, you know, you've stood your ground because I have talked to quite a few guys before the deployment for 4th ID who I know of six now that have been reporting it to the, I think the War Resisters Guild is aware of it, but they are telling them that before deployment they had they went in and tried to get the packet put in and were refused. And from what I can tell, you're one of the few guys that has actually come forward, and, you know, you're the only one, as far as I know, that's been as open as this, and, you know, it seems like they've just really stepped up every bit of pressure they can put on you and really kind of, you know, made it twice as hard when, you know, in my opinion, this is a matter of it's easier to let you go than to hold on to you. It's more trouble to just play around than it is to do what you should have the legal right to do. You know, the CO status is a discharge status to get out, and here you are, you're in Iraq, and I know there's other guys over there going, oh my God, this is me, I tried it, I've been sent over. You know, I don't know how else to say it, it's just shocking, but, you know, your courage in the face of all this is just absolutely phenomenal. I can't say it more than that. I'm just, sometimes when I talk to people, I just, they've read the articles, they've heard the interview, and I have people come up who say that, yeah, they had questions about it, and if they come up on deployment, they're thinking about filing status because it's been such a bad time the first time. You know, they said being exposed to that much death, they cannot go back and do it again. And they're being denied that basic right at the beginning of it from the first processing, I've been told. That was just me kind of, I don't know, I'm rambling on a little bit here, but what I wanted to ask you was in the time you've been over there and the first time and this time, how much devastation and death have you actually seen and been exposed to?
This time, I had a, the last time that I was deployed, I was going on a mission at wartime, and I guess what really started making me keep believing that to do my faith in God was we were in the, one of the worst parts of Iraq, and I was always told how weird I was getting convoys ready, getting shot at, and everything else. Every time I went out on a convoy or a mission with our company, we never got shot at one. Yeah, so there's never a threat. I, you know, thank you all that to God. I believe God was protecting me with all the prayers that were coming from back home. That's what started my faith. Started moving my faith to God and believing that, you know, there's no way that this is just a fluke thing. You know, if you've gone on a so many missions and haven't been shot at once, or, you know, and nobody can really explain why that is, I can't. You know, it was God. And this time, there's been orders that come in to the FOB once in a while. There's been, you know, I've heard of people getting hit by IEDs and dying, you know, and it's a sad thing, you know, and I pray for them and hope that they're right with God, you know, before their time came, and feel bad for them having to put in that position.
Yeah, I know one thing. I've talked to a lot of other guys in the 4th ID, and they are really taking a horrific death toll and wounded right now. They've told me. I've got some letters saying this is like twice as bad as the last time, and it's just getting worse from what everybody says. I'm sorry, what was that?
Right, and this is, I see more, or I should say see personally, but more has happened as far as our casualties this time than the last time that I have been exposed to.
Yeah, I was in touch with quite a few guys, because I interviewed Mike Carmen, who was with 167th the first time. He was a combat medic, and he put me in touch with a few guys that are over there now, and they say it's just sheer hell. I mean, they said there was nothing. They thought the first time was bad, and then they, you know, I think they took 27 casualties in the one battalion the first month they were there. I mean, that's got to be just mind-numbing sometimes.
Yep, it's unbelievable.
You know, and the highlight is through it all. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And, you know, and I asked myself, what is it for? You know, what are we doing this for? Why are we putting these people's life at stake? For what? Not what God wants.
Yeah, it's just incredible that, you know, in the face of all this, you know, you have kept your faith, and I've been in contact by letters with some people that are very deeply religious that are on combat missions, and I can hear it when they talk on the phone. I can read it in their letters that every month they go through this, they get worse and worse. They fall farther away, and then they get one of my friends, and I'm going to say this in this interview because I can't really say his name, but he came back early from 4th Infantry Division 2 weeks ago with shrapnel in his back and went home and overdosed on pills the third day he was home and left a note. And as far as I know, his family's still pretty shaken up, but this was about 4 days ago. And, you know, this guy went over as a Christian and ended up in a situation where they got in a firefight with some people and came back home, and he could not live with himself. It was that bad with him. I've read his letter, the last one he put out, that, you know, he had fallen away from God and then saw it at the end, and I just, you know, I think that's a real detriment to some of these people that believe in God as they go back and forth a couple times. I think it's just going to get worse. I mean, how bad has it been with some of the guys around you? Are you seeing some of this stuff breaking them down?
Well, I know some people, well, like, as far as, like, last time we were over here, you know, I had the nightmares, and, you know, that kind of thing. As far as this time, our company hasn't been put into the same position for the last time. We're more of a, our company is more of a clearance team for IEDs. I wrote that. Improvised explosive hood, and they're going to in charge of finding them, you know, and helping disable them. And as far as that goes, they haven't been, it hasn't affected them as bad as it did the last time, I don't believe. But we have, you know, they have a different role this time.
Yeah, that might be a saving grace for some people that have been over there a first time, because I know that I'm in touch with the guys that are in the forward operations, and they're on the insurgent patrols and stuff, and, you know, a couple of the letters from the medics are just, you read them and you just want to change. I don't even like reading them sometimes, it's that bad, but, you know, by the grace of God, you're back where you're at, and now they've told you you're going to stay at Camp Kalsu for the rest of the time as far as you know right now, is that correct? Okay, well,
just like everything else, I'll be subject to change.
Yeah, that seems to be the current theme. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you have any final thoughts for everybody? Because I plan on getting in contact with you a couple more times over the next few months to see how it goes. I think we're going to do this on a every other week basis, if that's okay with you.
Yes, sir. That's
fine. I would love to do like a 20-minute interview about every other week to see what's going on and, you know, how the changes have come up and stuff.
That's
great. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you for your final thoughts on this, and anything you want to say, just feel free to say it.
I'd just like to say that it's whoever is, you know, questioning whether they should go through with it or not, that they should just put their faith in God and not fear the army or the military, whatever branch they may be in. They should be here to be God, and you gotta take care of everything else. Support, you know, gotta give you the courage that you need. Like I say, you know, thank you to, you know, my wife and my kids that are supporting me through this, and all the prayers and the help that you and all the other people are giving me, and the other people that are going through this situation. This is where we can help, you know, my wife and I, whether it be support or anything. My wife built the website for it. At www.soldiersrights.com, and you know, would be glad to help any way that we can, or anybody else going through this. So,
yeah, I just want to say, anybody out there that's going through this, a family member, a soldier, anybody that's questioning something going on, because I've heard it. And the fear is that the Army is going to retaliate. I just want to say that, you know, there's a support group out there. There's the GI Rights Hotline, which is available just for legal counseling. They do everything from discharges to pretty much anything that has to do with the military. If you need a good lawyer or anything, I recommend GI Rights. The Army hates them, and I recommend them for that. And they've worked with me on this and given me quite a bit of information. So, you know, I think that you will get quite a bit of support. Anybody that wants to email Chris, it's chrisgorman@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
CMGorman24.
Okay, I'm sorry. CM. Okay. Sorry. The satellite, sorry for that, folks, the satellite delay is pretty hard to deal with on a speakerphone, but I think this has been a pretty good interview, and it's cmgorman24@yahoo.com. Folks, please write Chris. He needs some support right now. I think a lot of people that have heard this, I know that the first interview has been listened to, a few million times on the Internet. So, you know, this is going to be an ongoing project with Chris, and if anybody's listening to this that would like to get in contact with me, I will be glad to interview you anonymously or on record. We hope to expose some more of this because it's a background issue that's not being covered in the mainstream media for any detail at all. It's basically an overlooked issue, and just for the record, this year alone, there was 148 conscientious objector status discharges granted, but the military admitted at least half are rejected from the beginning, and the other third are reviewed at the Pentagon and rejected. So this is an ongoing issue. There's supposedly 2,400 and some applications that have been backlogged just in the last 6 months, and this is coming from CENTCOM and the Pentagon inside, guys. Thanks a lot for that one. And Chris, I thank you for doing the interview. This has been Thought Bomb Radio, and Chris, if there's anything else you'd like to say, feel free.
No, sir, I think that's about it. Just praise God for all that he's done for us. All that he will do, to keep the faith.
Yeah, I have to say that this has kind of renewed my faith a little bit. I've actually prayed in the last few weeks when I've had some troubles, and it's kind of been by being involved with this story and listening to what Chris has gone through, it's kind of strengthened my faith right now in some real troubled times. So, Chris, I want to thank you for that. I know you've given some other people some courage. You heard the people today at the vigil and the protest. They were quite aware of what you'd been doing, and they love you for it, brother. Thanks a lot for what you're doing.
Thank you.
All right, man. Hang in there, and I'll be in touch. If anything comes up, you know, you can always give me a call. No problem. I'll always be available, and if you need to get in touch with me, just have Heather give me a call. And one more thing, I really got to say your wife has been absolutely incredible with this. You know, this has been, I've looked at the work she's done on this, and, you know, I've done about a month's worth of work, and she's done well over a year now and going strong. You know, it's just, it brightens my day when I hear how dedicated she is to it, you know, and you as well. So I really want to thank you, man. It's been nice talking to you, and we'll be in touch.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay. Peace be with you, my friend. And go with God.